Hey everybody, this is Peter Arulian again at CES at the Razer booth. We're going to take a look at Project Valerie, one of the most successful, I think, product launches we've seen at the show in terms of awards and just general buzz. We've got Kevin Sather here. Kevin.
Hi, good to see you.
Director of Product Marketing for Razer, and he's going to take us in and talk to us about the innovation we've got here with Project Valerie. Kevin, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about this three-panel device.
Yeah, so Project Valerie, what we really wanted to do with this concept was take that triple screen immersive gaming experience and high productivity experience from a desktop environment and put it into a mobile platform. So similar to our Blade Pro that we launched a few months back, bringing all that performance and experience of a desktop, but now getting the triple screens as well. So what we decided to do was to make it a really elegant way to do the displays. So it's a fully mechanized system. So when the user wants to deploy the displays, they'll interact via software. The displays will slide out automatically, perfectly aligned, no cable clutter, no manual alignment. And all of a sudden, you've gone from a 4K system to a 12K system.
Now, one of the things we talked about before we kind of started on camera is you have ideas around how this could be used with different profiles for different use cases with the software and the hardware. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, definitely. So Razer is no stranger to combining software and hardware together to create unique solutions. And so what we're thinking with this after getting some feedback is, what if you only wanted two screens at once? Maybe you're in a limited space environment. So we could maybe deploy just the left screen or just the right screen. What if you wanted it to curve in more for some more immersive gaming, or you wanted it more flat when you're doing something like video editing and you want a really flat workspace?
Right.
So we could set up profiles perhaps for that. So when you launch a certain application, it could adjust the displays to your preferences.
I can see a lot of use cases for how you would use those in different pivot points. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. When you have this many displays, there's a lot of possibilities of how you could configure it and use it.
Sure.
And that's the kind of feedback we're looking to get. Right now, we want to hear what people think about it, how would they use it, and what features do they need. And we'll keep refining the project, and we'll see where it takes us.
Now, the panels are 4K.
Yep.
I don't know if we said that, but we need to be sure we're explicit about that, because that's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we talked about that I think is really interesting is Razer's obviously, like, gamers are not strangers to this brand.
Yeah.
Like, it is and they're passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular, like, form factor is going to potentially have benefits for other categories. We were talking about the medical profession. Tell us a little bit about the feedback you've got there.
Yeah, so throughout the show, we've been getting a lot of great feedback, and I had people come up to me today. They do a lot of image analysis for medical devices and for CT scans and stuff, and they're like, we use three displays. We have to have three displays. They need to be high resolution. They need color accuracy, but we don't want these ginormous setups. They were just drooling over this thing, thinking of the possibilities in their particular use case. Another great example is military, so doing simulations. They right now have a three-screen desktop setup that they're using,
right,
but it's not as mobile as something like this, so this makes them able to take it and deploy it in places that they really can't do with the current solution. So tons of use cases.
So tell us a little bit about the config. I think you told us this is a lot like the Blade Pro, so it's got a 1080 in it.
Yep.
What else? Just so we understand the horsepower that's driving these three screens.
Yeah, so when we went into this concept, the Blade Pro was the great jumping off point because it's got the GTX 1080 from NVIDIA, like you mentioned. It's got the quad-core i7 from Intel, 32 gigs of system memory, PCI Express SSDs configured in RAID 0 for extra speed, and plenty of ports as well. One of the really unique features about this is the keyboard, actually. So not only does it have our Chroma lighting system, it's the world's first ultra-low profile mechanical keyboard. So
oh,
it's true
wow.
mechanical switches, 65 gram actuation. You get that nice tactile clicky feel and responsiveness, but you get in a chiclet form factor, not a traditional full keycap.
That's fantastic. I don't know if the team's getting this, but it's literally littered with awards.
Yeah.
So Razer's had a very successful CES, no doubt. What else do you want us to know about this?
Yeah, so really we want people's feedback. So there's a product page on our website. If you go to razerzone.com, check it out. There's a notify me link in there. Hit us up on our social media, on our forums. Let us know what you think about it. How would you use it? What features are you looking for? Help us make this concept a reality.
Kevin, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Peter.
I'm super impressed. Project Valerie, folks. Three screens, 4K, 1080 GTX. This is a fantastic gaming rig. This has been Peter Arulian at CES at the Razer booth. This is something we're checking out.